Folks, and time for our conversation with Love North Coast, hashtag Love North Coast, does amazing stuff on the North Coast, and Leah Schoen, who is the representative on radio of hashtag Love North Coast, has brought some of the most important people in Ballito in today, one of which carries a similarity in terms of, well, I think there's a relationship between Leah Schoen, formerly Kitchen, and Nicole Kitchen, who represents Summer Hill House. Now, tell me that this is a family connection.
Yes, sisters.
Because you can see, huh? There it is. And with you, MJ Zitzmann from Hazemark, Apex, principal of Hazemark in Ballito. Welcome to you all. And let's get stuck into a conversation on a Wednesday morning that makes sense. Hashtag Love North Coast is a movement that, generally speaking, people, I think, find a little bit of an enigma, because we all love the North Coast, so why must we have a movement? Good question, eh?
Yeah, great question. I think the idea behind the movement is just to bring all that passion and ability to drive this region and grow this region together under one sort of collaborative umbrella. So a lot of businesses are marketing in their own capacity, which is incredible, but there is huge power in collaboration and bringing people together, whether, you know, obviously all of our partners are financial contributors, but they also bring together ideas and community. And yeah, it's just about sort of rallying around and creating a strong sense of regional identity for the North Coast, with the ultimate goal of growing tourism and investment in the region.
And with the tourism Indaba on at the moment, tourism is front and center for lots of minds. And you see the revenue that is generated by tourism. I was astonished.
I heard you were talking about it.
It's in the billions of rand, billions with a B.
Yeah.
So you've got to understand the value of establishing the North Coast as an attractive node for tourism, not only tourism, but from investment, business investment as well. And the Western Cape seems to have almost to a degree done its time, and people have been looking very seriously at the North Coast as an alternative. It offers better value, it certainly offers better weather, and there's a lot happening on the North Coast. So it's not all, however, hard-nosed business, because there are many charity organizations on the North Coast that depend on local business and local residents and visitors for support, because, as we know, government is not wildly keen on dishing out lots of money for charities. I don't know why, unless, of course, it's their own charity, in which case, give me a couple of million and we'll be happy. But let's talk about Summer Hill House, because it gets a lot of positive comment in the press and in the, you know, on the social media. You do tremendous work, but underfunded, of course, always.
Always underfunded.
So tell us about it. What do you do?
So basically, for those who don't know anything about Summer Hill House, we're a registered nonprofit organization which is based in Etete, and we provide assistance and help for vulnerable, underprivileged, and orphan children. What makes us unique compared to other children's homes is we don't just focus on housing children. We also do a lot of help within the community around us. We have our village, and in our village we have two moms which are currently raising 13 beautiful children. And then we also do a lot of outreach programs in the community where we do things like holiday feeding. We help some of the widowed older moms. And yeah, we just like to basically provide a bit of a holistic care, not just for the kids in the village, but the community itself.
It's a fantastic organization, and you do excellent work. I know that. We've had quite a long association with Summer Hill House over the years, and I'm always terribly sad to see how good organizations have to struggle to stay viable, because it's expensive. Everything is expensive these days. And that's why fundraisers are so important. And that's why MJ Zitzmann is so important to you, because Hazemark is behind this sponsoring an event that's coming up shortly. So MJ, well, let's bring you into the conversation.
Thank you, Doug.
Let's talk about Hazemark. Is it a relatively new estate presence on the North Coast?
Yeah, Dave. Well, we've been present here now for about 6 years. So me and my beautiful wife started the company up here. We've been running for 6 years. We've been lucky to be very successful. We've built a very nice market presence in the area, gained some good market share. I've got a great team of agents. And we just love working and living and supporting this community, and especially Summer Hill House. So we've got a very, very soft spot in our hearts for Summer Hill. And we've always been, or tried to get involved as much as possible. We were involved with their birthday celebrations over the last couple of years, where we help sponsor the birthdays of the kids that's in the house. And when Nicole reached out to me regarding the event that we want to do, I was 100% in, and I said, let's do it.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, you know. Really, this is what community is about. And I think it's good business as well, because 100%. Generally speaking, you give a little, you get a lot. And hopefully you're going to be giving a lot and getting even more. So let's talk about the event that you're sponsoring. It sounds like a jol.
I think it's going to be one big jol. we're very excited. We're doing a soki slash country dance. We don't just want to do it a soki. It's not exclusive to Afrikaans people. We want to make it very inclusive, and we want everyone to be there. The event is promised to be something spectacular. We've got, she can share more about what we're planning for the day. But there's going to be fire, there's going to be brides, there's going to be dancing, there's going to be bull riding, there's going to be everything that you can think of to have a one big party.
It sounds... Okay, let's get into the hubbub. Where is it happening? When is it happening? And how does one get tickets?
So the event will be taking place at the beautiful Burndale Farm. It's happening on the 30th of May, starting around 5:30 in the evening and going out through the night. Like Emye said, it's going to be quite a jol, and we have a little bit of something for everybody. In order to get your tickets are available directly on Quicket. If you just go onto Quicket and you search Soki, it will come up as one of the first events that you see there.
You're going as Soki?
Yes, Soki. We're going as Soki. So our event name.
What do I want to know? What is a Soki? I mean, I've heard the term many times, but I've never actually got to grips with what it sounds to me like. You got to take your shoes off, which is bloody dangerous in South Africa.
You can also dance with shoes. Just make sure that you can Soki when you do Soki with shoes on. Otherwise, you would step on your partner's toes, and that's never fun. Wow. Soki. We grew up with it. It's in the Afrikaans community, it's quite popular.
Talk us through, what is the typical Soki involved?
Yeah, so it involves a country type of music, Soki music, so I would say Afrikaans pop music. And it's just, it's a tone that you can easily dance to. So you take your partner, you grip them quite close.
I like that. That sounds
fun. Pour some mille on the floor
so you can your feet can slide easily. It's a type of dance. The foxtrot and what is the other one? The normal traditional waltz. It's based on that. But yeah, it's a very fun dance, and just music's playing. You just dance. You enjoy the night, and when you get home, you're tired.
Wow! So it's good fun.
That's good fun,
and everyone is welcome. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be Afrikaans, for example.
No,
you can just some pitch.
Yeah, we will have experts there teaching.
Is there a floor that you can throw millies on or millie?
Yeah,
really?
Really? There you go.
Yeah, no, there's a beautiful spot at Burndale, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're also going to do line dancing lessons, or a line dancing class, or what do you call it?
Yes, we're going to have a little line dancing lesson just to get everybody comfortable and familiar on the dance floor. And then I'm going to let the live music and DJ take the floor, and everybody can just have a great time.
It sounds awesome, actually. I got to tell you. I mean, it sounds intimidating as well.
You need to be there.
Yeah, but you got to be able to move a bit. And I'm.
No, it's fun to watch. I was going to say, even if you don't dance, it's
really
so fun to watch.
You can drink a few.
Have a few drinks and a burry roll and watch.
And just enjoy the atmosphere. I think that's absolutely super. So it's happening at the end of the month, folks, and it's happening at Burndale. What is the cost?
The cost, we have VIP tickets, which cost 300 Rand, and that will get you a private little VIP area as well as a free drink on your entrance. And then our standard tickets are 200 Rand a ticket.
And that just gets you in?
Yes, that just gets you in.
And can you buy refreshments?
Yes, we'll have a cash bar available, as well as, like Emye said, a braai going, where you can buy some burries and burgers, and a few other exciting things happening in the evening. One of those including, like Emye said as well, a mechanical bull. We'll have photo booths and a lot of fun other activities for everyone around. So there'll definitely be something to keep everyone involved, even if you're not a Sokkie dancer.
And it's for such a good cause. Really it is. So I wish you continued success with your Summer Hill House initiative and all those lives that you change. And MJ, your contribution is huge.
Thank you. And I think that's the most important thing, is that the entry fee, like everything goes towards the kids in Summer Hill House. So I think $200 to have one big party, it's nothing.
It's a wonderful opportunity also for folk that are new to the area. If you're new to the area and wondering, I've seen a lot of folk complaining about the fact that they're lonely, they don't get to meet the neighbors, I don't know how, but how do we get involved with the community? Well, this is a fantastic opportunity.
Yes.
To come and meet good people and make new friends and raise some money for Summer Hill House, which is such a worthwhile organization. Also, if you're looking for property, buying or selling, or just looking to rent, you might be very, very keen to bump into MJ and his team. We'll be there, all of them, 100%. In their socks.
We will have a bag of Millie Mill with us.
Sounds like an absolute blast. Can you get tickets at the door, by the way? Do you have to book online at Quicket, or can you just arrive?
You can just arrive. However, tickets are selling fast, so we do suggest that you buy your tickets online, preferably. However, if there are tickets left, we will have tickets available at the door.
Okay, but that's risky because you're going to keep numbers to manageable, so you're going to close the bookings at some stage. Don't want to miss out. Don't do the Belito thing. You know, it's a hashtag love Belito. I do, but I don't love the way Belito waits till the last minute to get involved in something like this. You know, we wait and see what the weather's doing. No, book now and avoid disappointment.
It's indoors, so it can rain. We can still have a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, there's no excuse for this one. There's no rugby happening because it's at night.
Yeah,
I hope. Might come because it's overseas. But generally speaking, folks, you're looking for an opportunity for a good time, for a good cause. This is it, under the auspices of hashtag Love North Coast. Leah, what have you got planned for the next exciting interview on 88? I love the way you bring in the jewels in the crown.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have. I mean, at the moment we have close to 30 partners, and Hazelbark is one of our pioneering partners. And I just wanted to say thanks to MJ and his team, because they are more than just sort of financial contributors. You know, they really get involved in building community and getting involved in events like that. And that's really what hashtag Love North Coast is all about. It's about sort of creating opportunities for us to be able to connect and just have that really strong regional brand and showcase what the North Coast is all about. And this is exactly what Summer Hill and charities and businesses like Hazelmark are all sort of speak to, that same ethos.
Well, you heard all about it on the morning show on 88 FM. And just to repeat, it's happening at the end of the month, on the 30th, at Burndale. $200 gives you a world of entertainment and fun and community. And it's important, I think, for all of us to feel connected, because, as you say, together we are stronger.
100%.
My very special guests, Leah and Nicole and MJ, thanks so much for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you.
And this will be up as a podcast, so if you missed out, if you haven't heard the entire chat, don't worry. Pick it up on our website or on our app.